Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 27, 1806. To the Walla Walla Village. Today, Charbonneau loses a horse. This is perhaps the third time he has been careless in guarding the horses. Poor Charbonneau. Of course, Lewis doesn't hesitate to remind us of each of Charbonneau's failings. The party is traveling over high hills today, and the men are much fatigued from physical strain and poor sustenance. Captain Lewis writes,
"This morning we were detained until 9 a.m. in consequence of the absence of one of Charbonneau's horses. The horse at length being recovered, we set out and passed above our camp a small river. At the distance of 15 miles, passed through a country similar to that of yesterday. The hills at the extreme of this distance again approach the river and are rocky, abrupt, and 300 feet high. We ascended the hill and marched through a high plain for 9 miles when we again returned to the river. I now thought it best to halt as the horses and men were much fatigued. Although we had not reached the Walla Walla village, as we had been led to believe by our guide, who informed us that the village was at the place we should next return to the river, and consideration of having but little provision had been our inducement to make the march we had this morning. We collected some of the dry stalks of weeds and stems of a shrub which resembles the southern wood, made a small fire, and boiled a small quantity of our jerked meat on which we dined. While here, the principal chief of the Walla Wallas joined us with 6 men of his nation. The chief, by the name of Yalept, had visited us on the morning of the 19th of October at our encampment, a little below this place. We gave him at that time a small medal and promised him a larger one on our return. He appeared much gratified at seeing us return, invited us to remain at his village for 3 or 4 days, and assured us that we should be furnished with plenty of food, as they had themselves, and some horses to assist us on our journey. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 27, 1806.
The river the corps passed today was the Umatilla River. The chief's name, Yolepit, meaning friend, blood brother in Nez Perce, and Yalept, meaning trading partner in Chehopshen, were mentioned in the journals October 19, 1805. His medal may be the one that is among the Lewis and Clark items at the Oregon Historical Society. He was a great help to the Corps on their journey west. The trail the expedition would take in a few days through southeastern Washington, across Walla Walla, Columbia, Garfield, and Assateague counties, to the mouth of the Clearwater, or Kuskokwim River, at Lewiston, Idaho, was described to the captains as a good road in every respect, and they determined that it would shorten their intended route by 80 miles. The Indians also said there were plenty of deer and antelope on the road, with good grass and water. This information was corroborated by Yalept, and the captains did not hesitate in pursuing this recommended route. The party made good mileage as they proceeded on. This day, they made 31 miles. Tomorrow, an elegant horse for Captain Clark.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.